This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We've heard a lot about Roger Ailes on this channel today. He was a huge figure here and in American life. If you'd like to hear more, I'd recommend looking up the remarkable tributes we aired earlier from our colleagues Britt Hume and Shepard Smith. They captured them so precisely, a lot of us here got emotional watching them. I'd add only one thing to what they said. Roger always rooted for the underdog. That's not common in our business, where success is the god most people worship. But while others kissed up and kicked down, Roger Ailes always did the opposite. He was kinder to the cleaning crew than he was to presidential candidates. I saw that. When he picked fights, it was always with someone his own size, if not bigger, and he was always fearless. At Fox News, under Roger Ailes, an awful lot of people got second chances, sometimes third chances. Half my friends here washed out of somewhere else. Roger saw something in them, took pity, and hired them. I know because it happened to me, and I will always, for the rest of my life, be grateful for that. Roger Ailes, rest in peace.
Tucker Carlson there, very typical of the, the heart felt feelings about Roger Ailes. When you think about and you read about the breadth and the impact that he had politically on our culture, certainly with Fox News, this empire that right now is a little bit shaky since his exit and the exit of O'Reilly, and of course under similar clouds, you might say, and it's sad, it's unfortunate that has to be part of the conversation. But I think this is all part and parcel of a learning opportunity. I think Roger Ailes would probably say the same thing, that, he learned from this. And, and I think others, hopefully will learn that, you have to avoid evil at all costs. And it can taint and have a, be a part of your legacy. That's unfortunate, especially when you think of all the good things, because you hear, it's like anything. When you hear the bad stuff, then it goes, okay, where's the good stuff? We heard a lot of bad stuff about Roger when he left Fox News. And I'm pleased to start hearing these anecdotal stories about the many people that he helped and how he did, people on his staff. And, and it's just, Ainsley Earhart, it was so touching, relating her personal story. And the effect that Roger had on her life and what he did for her and other people, within the organization. And I would say knowing him from the outside, I didn't have a personal relationship with Roger Ailes, but what I know of him, this was all part of his character as much as the other part was part of his character. And to what degree, this is what happens when you are you're tried in the court of public opinion. You're left wondering. But, for each of us, and certainly for those that did work with Roger Ailes, they will hold to those things that were true and good and noteworthy. And they will hold to that and remember him. And that in their heart will be their legacy. For others, they will hold a different viewpoint. But on a scale, in terms of the impact that he had on the culture, we look at it as outsiders and say, wow, look what he did with Fox News. What was happening with cable television? And here, he and Rupert Murdoch together, what they did with the Fox empire and the opportunities, the jobs that they made available and the lives that were changed as a result of these two men coming together and being able to complement their talents. And that's what I always say, is that, when you have the unity and the joining of diverse talents, which certainly was the case there at Fox News, but between, Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes, a magic happens. And, we'll see if the magic can return at Fox. They've taken a little bit of a hit these days, as you know, but rest in peace, Roger Ailes, who passed away yesterday at the age of 77.
have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Don't go getting weary on me, okay? It is a good fight to be fighting. Stay focused on the goal. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, it is time for the Lolo Girl. Another day in the life with Lauren. You know, as we do everything we can to stay above the fray. Lauren, of course, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, overall, just a very, very special lady, and you know that. And I appreciate your comments about her. And anything you want to say, by all means, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
I don't want to hear anything you have to say, only good stuff.
Well, yeah, well, you know, we filter it. You know, we put the Lauren Kitchen Stewart filter on it and everything. Hey, how are we doing? Are we driving Mr. Daisy around in the car today, or what are we doing?
I'm just pulled over in like a church parking lot because I'm like, I think the church folks will probably be okay with this. Anybody else might not be. So I'm like,
that's probably a good place to be at, right there in the church parking lot. You're just talking about staying above the fray. There's so much fray falling around. I want to talk about Tim Allen and Last Man Standing. That is just, you know, go figure. But hey, that's the temperament of our country. But the other thing is, because you knew and know a lot of people at Fox News, and the passing of Roger Ailes yesterday at 77, 3 days after his birthday, Lauren. I took a fall and I didn't know that he was a hemophiliac, and they say because of the hemophilia that it was a complication, and this was one of the reasons for his passing. But an incredible legacy, and you say that, and then you also have to remember the way in which he exited. That's the story of our lives, good, bad, indifferent. And I, you know, all the colors that go with it. But I think it certainly is a lesson for those who come into power and have that kind of responsibility is the avoidance of evil at all cost. And maybe that's a lesson learned, you know, for all of us because of the life of Roger Ailes that was so blessed in the empire that he created, the jobs, you know, and you hear all the good things. I didn't hear so many good things when he was exiting the door, but I'm glad to hear the very positive things, you know, from employees and how they were so touched by this man.
Well, and in leadership, we have to be surrounded by people that are constantly encouraging us to make good choices, because the more power you have, the more you're going to be under the microscope, and the more that people are going to be probably, you know, listening to every word you say, and even in jest. I mean, half the things that he was accused of, you're like, did that really happen? You know, was he really being inappropriate? But like you're saying, we have to always fly above the fray. And I think with businessmen, you know, y'all might think I'm crazy, but be careful being alone with women. Watch what you say, you know, because nowadays, you know, you have to just really guard your words, because even if you're kidding, even if you don't mean it, it's your word against theirs. And
exactly.
So I think that would have been wise. And I think that what happens in leadership, you get comfortable, you know, and you start kidding around, cutting up. And I'm not saying that's what happened. I wasn't there. But I just think a lot of times in leadership, they forget to really be guarded and really be careful. And one of my husband's really good friends, the president at a university down here in Mississippi, and it's changed him because he said, now I have all this responsibility. I really have to watch who I hang out with. I have to watch how much, you know, that I expose of myself. Not that you have to just totally shut down and not be yourself, but you've got to have a really guarded circle around you, protecting you all the time and making sure that you're not stepping out of that comfort zone. Because I'm telling you, the more that the Lord gives you, the more responsibility you're going to have, the more careful that you're going to need to be.
Yeah, the more of a target against the evil one you're going to be. You know, this is why I appreciate so much, Lauren, when I worked, that one summer, the summer of 85, with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association when he came to Los Angeles for 10 incredible nights. One of the things we learned right away is you never closed the door when you had somebody in the opposite sex with you. You never cross-counseled with them. There were just absolute things that you just did not do. In fact, Dr. Graham himself, he would never get in an elevator. If there was a woman in the elevator and it was just going to be him and the woman in the, it didn't happen. He protected himself. And, again, we were reminded here recently, and you and I talked about this several weeks ago when Mike Pence said, hey, I'm not going to have dinner with anybody but my wife. Oh my goodness. And all the lefties went crazy and it was,
like you're like a weirdo.
Naive.
If you have morals and ethics and values and standards, you know.
I mean, and it was refreshing to hear Mike Pence say that. And I think for those of us, it caused us to check and take inventory of our decisions and who, you know, and situations that we may have put ourselves into, and that we're very cautious about it. And
well,
some may rationalize and say, hey, we were in a public restaurant. Well, you know, it doesn't matter. It's that appearance of evil and things. Cause you have those situations sometimes where you see people and they're not with their wives and they're at dinner. I don't know about you. That
and
makes me
like,
feel a little uncomfortable. Yeah. You don't want to think, whatever. I don't know, just one of those things. But you say your dad,
implemented that. Yeah, he was a dentist before he retired, and my mother became his business manager, and she's like, never. And he some hygienists and people, and somebody was always with him, and that is just wisdom, especially now with social media, with people with cameras everywhere and, people wanting publicity. I'm not saying everyone that brings a case forward is not sincere and honest. I don't know that. Every case is different. But now people are like, man, if I just do this one thing, that's a name for myself, or, a way to get money. And that's why you have to be safeguarding, 24/7. But I was really shocked at his passing. I was like, what? Because I didn't even know he had any health problems. And just to hear, people saying I'm, because of him, I have my career. And I didn't even realize the girl that does the weather, that she had MS.
Ainsley.
She was talking about that, that when she told him, he said, look, we've got your back, we're covering you, we're here for you. So that was comforting to hear that he really cared about his people.
Yeah, and you talk about single mothers. He helped, single mothers that worked as well. So, I mean, I think this good, again, you put it in perspective, and you hope the good can outweigh the bad. And I think this is what's coming out. For Roger Ailes, and it should. I mean, for all that he did, even Geraldo had to, admit and ask for forgiveness in a sense, because he felt like he didn't support the man that supported him, and he needed to do that. And, he felt bad about it in retrospect. But so what happened, Lauren, I don't know if you heard this, but he fell, had one of those falls, kind of like the Chick Hearn fall, where you fall backwards and hit your head. And, and he had he was a hemophiliac. And so, caused, additional problems.
Exacerbated the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what happened, because like you, I go, I didn't even know he was sick. And then you find out that, it was all because of a fall. And it's just like one of those, same thing happened to Chick Hearn, like I said, in Los Angeles, took a bad fall and, boom, just like that. But, anyway, when we come back, we want to talk about Last Man Standing, and true to his cause.
I'm getting ready to get on my soapbox, y'all.
Okay, all right. We'll let you warm up, and she's ready to come on. take over the mound here in just a moment. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're talking with the Lolo Girl. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Stay with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now.
Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
¿Quieres un poquito de vino, María?
Gracias.
¿Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Ojaim.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Oh, you gotta love her. Yeah, just like Lahaim, Lahaim, you know, let's say you gotta get into it there and the whole deal. See, I can't snort. I can't do the big piling snort thing, but I can Lahaim, yeah, you know, you got that phlegm. You got the phlegm thing you gotta work. Yeah, you have to. I don't know. You know, it's I still can't do an Irish brogue. I still sound like Cheech and Chong, but my buddy,
Irish,
one of my best friends.
Irish, you have to I can't.
See, you got that. You got that. Hey, last man standing. What happened? I mean, there's all kinds
word.
Of everybody's going in contortions over this, saying maybe it's political reasons. Snoop's all over it and go, nah, it's not political. Right. Okay. But anyway.
Well, it's
so what
top
happened?
Show. I've talked to so many friends lately
that
really up in arms about this. Matter of fact, for those of you that love the show, there is a petition on change.org, and if you Google Last Man Standing petition, change.org, I'm sure it'll pop up. And they said that, I mean, they are getting hundreds of thousands of signatures, you know, trying to hope that someone else will pick this up. It's just fishy because it's doing great. It's one of the top shows. So how come, you know, it's canceled when it's flying high, but then Modern Family, they're all giving raises and probably making, you know, Lord only knows how much per episode. I haven't watched the show. I have friends that have, and I love Tim Allen, but from what I've heard, it's just great. Like one of my friends last night, she does not watch television, period. That's the one show she watches. So she is just ready to take somebody out over it because it's, you know, it's clean. Tim Allen's conservative. Apparently the character in Last Man Standing is a Christian. They're conservative. And so I heard someone say this, I thought it was interesting, and he was a director in Hollywood that's like a Christian director. And he said, well, basically, if you're conservative, if you're right-wing, if you love Jesus, and if you're, you know, anything in that ballpark, you're stupid and you're an imbecile. And if that's the audience you're drawing, we don't care about those people. So this was someone else's work, not mine, but I thought that was very interesting.
Well, what Tim Allen texts, because we look at tweets these days, what he said, he said, stunned and blindsided by the network I called home for the last 6 years. You know, you imagine, here they are on a roll, like you said, delivering 8 million viewers on Friday. I mean, and the one thing about it, you know, when I would tune in to ABC and see Last Man Standing and hear the dialogue and everything, I'm going, wow. I mean, it was just so out. Yeah, great writing, but just, you know, everything was just like, it was like an oasis of family, responsible entertainment, you know, kind of thing. And you're thinking, wow. And I'd had to double check a couple of times. Yeah, this is ABC. Maybe I had landed on a cable station or something where they, you know, that seems to be the only place where you can go if you want to watch something that's family friendly. You know, that's the deal.
Hallmark is where
this is all kinds of.
That's my.
Yes, exactly.
Hallmark.
Oh, that's great. I love Hallmark. Yes.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
My Columbo, my Murder, She Wrote, my Matlock, and all the series with, you know, Cameron Bure and Lori Loughlin and all those girls. Even Jewel has a new mystery series out that's wonderful. She's a great actress. But obviously, Tim Allen, this was not over his salary, which is what they're saying, that his salary was too exorbitant. Well, if that was the case, he wouldn't have been blindsided. He would have known it was coming because they would have been in negotiations. So that's not the truth. I mean, I tell you what, I am just so worn out with all of this. I really am. And thankfully now, there are Christian movies that people are going to see. And what's going to start happening is that the same is going to be true for television shows. And they're going to see when people go that there aren't that many people that don't want clean entertainment because they're confused. They really are about where they need to put their money.
Well, ABC's response to this, Lauren, I don't know if you saw this, was kind of goofy, you know, as to why they axed, you know, Tim Allen's sitcom. Of course, the viewers, particularly, as you say, conservative viewers, who feels the show's conservative star was singled out, upset. And we've got this online petition that's going on. You know, and again, keep in mind, this is a Disney property. You know, Disney owns ABC, and it's just, you know, it just does not seem to make sense. But ABC Entertainment President Channing Dungey defended her decision to reporters on a conference call, noting that she also canceled shows with decidedly more progressive politics this year, supposedly like producer John Ridley's acclaimed drama American Crime and columnist Dan Savage's comedy The Real O'Neills. But I don't think, you know, there's parity there in terms of viewership.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you needed to cancel those anyway. I mean, you're going to get kudos for that, and the board of directors will say, "Hey, good move in that one." But last man standing is like, you know, that just seems very biased right out the gate. I don't know how to support that.
Have that many viewers when the audience is so segmented. It's not like when we were kids where you had NBC, ABC, CBS, and PBS, and you didn't know what to do on Saturday nights or Sunday nights until Disney came on or Mary Tyler Moore. You knew you had to watch Mitchell, Bonham Hall, right. Wild Kingdom, or Lawrence Welk. It's not like that anymore. And for that many people to be watching that show with 1,000 channels to pick from, no, that makes no sense. Who does that? What network comes and slices their own arm off? But this thing is this
ABC.
Thick and this deep. It's horrible.
Right, exactly. Well, you mentioned Lawrence Welk. I mean, you know, all of a sudden a tear ran down my face.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
I miss Lawrence Welk.
And I know. Lawrence.
No. Hey, I love Lawrence Welk. Are you kidding me? I grew up with Lawrence Welk. I want to talk to you, you know, about this incredible fray that is going about, you know, this whole situation. Now we've got a special prosecutor that I thought prosecutors were supposed to come in when there was a crime. And the crime that he's looking at isn't even, you know, forget about the one with, with three-star general, retired Mike Flynn, you know, forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crime. And so we're going to ignore that. And now we're going to go after this Russian boogeyman thing. And, you know, we've already got three investigations, including the people that specialize. They're experts investigations. They got 10,000 agents that investigate. So you got to think they're pretty good at that, the FBI. You've got Congress, you've got the Senate involved in it. But now our acting FBI director says, no, he's not the acting, he's the DOJ department, right? No.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? No, you know, Rod McCabe. Okay, I'm getting his title messed up here. Okay, anyway, he decides.
It's hard to keep it straight. Who knows? I mean, it's like,
all these titles flying around. Acting, who is, and all this. But anyway, so he decides all by himself that, you know, for the goodness of everybody, most of the people could care less. They just want to get back to work, get this country back on track.
Right.
But no, let's go have this big investigation, spend all this money. Okay, well, let the people that really want this investigation, let them crowdfund. Let them do a crowdfunding deal and go raise the money to go pay for this. But no, this is going to be paid out of our pocket, Lauren, to do this ridiculous thing that they're going to, you know, find after everything is said and done. It is a big waste of money.
There was nothing.
The only thing that could save this thing is if they really say, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to look at this holistically. We're going to look at the entire body of this corruption, not only the Russians' involvement. We're going to look at the DNC. Oh, yeah, you remember that another one of those laptops that's just sitting out there that nobody can seem to get their hands on? We're going to, you know, take a look at that. We're going to look at the interference of the Clinton Foundation, all this other stuff, WikiLeaks. We're going to break it all down, including those Democratic operatives that said, hey, you know, we've been busting people for 50 years, you know, so, you know, because the Democrats, you know, there's no way, according to their understanding, that there's been any voter fraud taking place whatsoever, according to President Obama and Eric Holder.
So I think all of us are worn out, like you said, ready to move forward. And every day, I think the majority of us are rolling our eyes and saying, let's pray for this country, let's pray for this president, this new administration, and get past all this mess. I want to say a different word, but I won't because we are Christians. But in my head, I think those things. I mean, we're really aggravated with all of it. It's a waste of time, a waste of money, and it's just, we got to do something to stop it now. We don't want 4 years of it.
Say goodnight, Lucy. We're out of time, sadly. Have a great weekend, huh?
Love you guys.
Lauren Kitchen Stewart, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lolo.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time for the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray, like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Martinez live. You gotta shake, shake, shake. Life can change, change, change. Brand new looks so good on you. So shake, you've been changed. Come on, shake, shake. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information there. And if you want to go out in the email, you want to hear from Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Time to talk about something of interest to pet owners in New York and New Jersey recently, who were warned about a deadly disease that is passed through the grass. Recently, there's been a rise in the number of dogs who have contracted Richard Goldstein, you're going to have to help me with this contraction of this disease. Leptospirosis. Okay, that's the word of the day, okay? It's a bacterial infection transmitted through rat urine that can infect animals and people. Dogs may be exposed to the infection after lapping up puddle water or being exposed to freshwater sources such as rivers, lakes, and streams. Now, you just heard the voice of Dr. Richard Goldstein, so we'll bring him on right now. He's the chief medical officer at the Animal Medical Center in New York City. Dr. Goldstein, good morning to you. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, I guess the question for people here in understanding about lepto, if it's left untreated, it can lead to fatal kidney disease. Is that not right?
It can. It can. This is one of the most severe, if not the most severe, infectious diseases that we see in the United States. Outside of the shelter environment. So dogs that have homes, go on walks, you know, live in apartments, have a backyard. In those dogs, if they're not protected, we see often fatal diseases. Even in the best hospitals in the country, like ours, the Animal Medical Center or the university hospitals, we have about 20 to 25% mortality with this disease. And if they do survive, there's really, really big vet bills.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, leptospirosis, we know that's the word of the day. What is it, Dr. Goldstein?
So this, as you said very quite correctly in your introduction, this is a bacterial disease carried by many, many rodents and wildlife in the East Coast. And it's mostly raccoons or rats or possums. It can be even on the West Coast, even the sea lions are carrying it. And it comes out in their urine, and then it stays live in any wet environment, so swamps, puddles, streams, lakes, just as you said, freshwater, not salt, not the ocean. And then when people go in, and play in the water or do rafting or bathe or their pets go and lap it up, they get sick. And worldwide, this is a tremendously important disease in humans as well. Tens of thousands of people contract this disease every year in people. So it's a really important disease in both animals and people.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because that was my next question. You know, does this affect humans? What are the risk factors? What are we talking about here?
Well, we used to think of this as, dogs are out hunting, and it's just not true anymore. So we see this in urban dogs, suburban dogs. We see it in Manhattan on the Upper East Side. You know, any dog that's out licking a blade of grass where a mouse might have peed can get lepto. And so it's every single dog in this country. We used to think that maybe, in the arid desert there was not a lot of it because it requires fresh water. But this year, tons of lepto in Arizona even. So it's all over the country, it's everywhere, and it's any dog that comes basically goes outside at all is at risk, no doubt.
What symptoms should we be looking for?
Initially, and this is part of the tough thing, and initially it's very kind of vague and nonspecific. Inappetence, lethargy, so they're just depressed, they don't want to eat. They can have a fever, and then they can start vomiting. Really common signs of many, many other conditions too. So it's important for the veterinarian to think about leptospirosis relatively early. They might also be drinking more and urinating more, and eventually will develop even more severe signs of really being really, really sick. But the initial presentation is tricky, and that's why early awareness on the part of the owner to talk to the vet, to go to the vet, and on the part of the veterinarian, and early testing is really key to diagnose this disease early.
Mm-hmm. Well, our conversation is with Dr. Richard Goldstein, currently Chief Medical Officer at the Animal Medical Center in New York City, as a veterinarian. We're talking about this dangerous disease that is spreading. It's not only just in New York. We're hearing reports across the country, as he stated earlier. And we're talking about leptospirosis. And Dr. Goldstein, let me ask you, what can we do to protect our pets?
We have really good vaccines for dogs. We can't really separate dogs from wildlife. If you think about it, we can't say, okay, I'm not going to have my dog come near a place where a raccoon urinated. You know, even if you're in downtown Chicago, which is one of the hottest places for lepto. So really prevention comes down to vaccine. We have excellent vaccines. The vaccines are safe. They're efficacious. They protect against the strains of the bacteria that we see in the U.S. And in my opinion, is this should be what we call a core vaccine for every dog in this country, should be protected. It's such a bad disease, and it's a relatively easy thing to prevent with vaccination.
Now we're talking about dogs, but cats as well?
Not so much. You know, cats maybe can. We don't know why cats don't get sick. Cows do, sheep do, horses do. Cats not so much. Either they're too smart to drink gross water, or they just have some kind of resistance to getting sick. We really don't see this disease commonly. There's probably 5 or 10 cats that have been documented ever with this disease. So it can happen, but really, really rare. It's a livestock disease in this country, horses, and then mainly dogs.
Yeah. Well, you know what the cats are saying. They're kind of looking at you like what? You expect us to drink that stuff? We don't drink
exactly.
That stuff. We're not going to get sick, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
We love cats with an attitude. Why is testing, again, so important here?
Testing is key because this is a disease that is very treatable early on but becomes less and less treatable as the disease progresses. And as you said, they develop kidney failure, liver failure, and often will die without aggressive early treatment. And so diagnosing the disease early and giving the appropriate antibiotic and supportive care is important. And, you know, one of the reasons I think we're talking this morning is we just have a new test that came out in the market. It's the Witness test by Zoetis that uses a type of antibody to test. It's called an IgM antibody, which means it's the first antibody that's produced after infection. So even within a couple of days after showing clinical signs, we can get a positive result on this test. So it's a question of awareness of the owner to, you know, to talk to your veterinarian when your dog doesn't look right, is not feeling well, is vomiting or not eating. And then a question of the veterinarian using this test and getting a rapid diagnosis and then appropriate treatment. And then the whole thing becomes a relatively easy disease to treat.
Mm-hmm. And then again, we're reminded as pet owners, there is some proactive things you can do. Go get your pet inoculated, right?
Yeah, talk to your veterinarian. I mean, and many dogs might be, and the owners don't even know about it. But I would suggest that every pet owner ask the veterinarian, is my dog protected for leptospirosis? And if not, can we get this done? It's a two-shot series initially and then once a year, so it's not that big a deal. It can be done as part of their annual protocol anyway. And yeah, that's what I would suggest. If you know, talk to your veterinarian, say, is my dog protected? And if not, you know, when can I come in to get it done?
That's great. Where can people go for more information, Dr. Goldstein?
Well, the first place is your veterinarian. You know, they know about this disease. They know about the importance of it, and they would be happy to help all their clients and talk about this disease. There are also websites. Our website at the Animal Medical Center, amcny.org. We have good information. And then the Zoetis website, which is zoetisus.com/lepto, L-E-P-T-O, also has information about the disease and specifically about this new test as well.
And as you say, leptospirosis is pretty much spreading across the country. I took note that you said Chicago seems to be a higher incident area as well, which is interesting.
Yeah, there was always leptospirosis in this country, but it historically has been more in pockets. So Chicago was bad, some of the East Coast was bad, Northern California was bad, Southeast, you know, Louisiana, but now it's basically filling out the entire country. So when we look at a map of where dogs are getting diagnosed, there really is no state. Hawaii is very bad. About half the human cases in this country actually come from Hawaii. It's an endemic to Hawaii. Not a reason not to go to Hawaii, but it's bad there. And then there's even cases in Alaska. So really there is all 50 states.
Exactly.
Well, and it's something we should be worried about.
Well, Dr. Goldstein, thank you so much. Great information here for all the dog owners out there, and we recommend that you be proactive. Dr. Richard Goldstein, currently the Chief Medical Officer at the Animal Medical Center in New York City. Dr. Goldstein, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for doing this.
This report is brought to you by Merck. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called it a silent killer. Chronic hepatitis C virus affects 3.5 million Americans, and U.S. veterans are three times as likely to be infected as the general population. Dr. Eric Lawitz, a veteran and physician at the Texas Liver Institute in San Antonio, is teaming up with Merck to urge veterans to talk to their doctor about Hep C.
Chronic hepatitis C can have serious consequences. If left untreated, there's a high risk of liver damage, including liver failure or liver cancer. Even though it can be detected by a simple blood test from your doctor, about half of those infected don't even know it. But thanks to recent medical advances, people with this disease have treatment options.
If you are a veteran, don't wait. Talk with your doctor about chronic Hep C today.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, in select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
They are the things that really matter, you know, so that's why we keep fighting for them. Welcome back, America 14, before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Rasmussen is saying that voters see the Trump pressure on FBI, but still expect a full Russia probe. Most Americans had confidence that the FBI will be able to do their job, but of course now we have the addition of a special prosecutor. So, hey, it's only money. It's only our money. And aren't we in debt already? I understand your frustration, but this is our government. We actually pay them for these kind of decisions. Can you believe? On top of it. And this is what they give us. So are you getting your money's worth? I guess maybe that might be a better question. We're going to be taking a look at burglary. And there is a burglar's guide to the city. Are you ready for this? Jeff Mano is with us right now. Jeff is the author of the New York Times bestselling book, A Burglar's Guide to the City. He's taught graduate-level architecture courses at Columbia University and the University of Southern California. Burglar's Guide was recently optioned for television by CBS Studios. Jeff, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, A Burglar's Guide to the City. Why? Why the book?
that's a good question. I guess I'd say that, you know, my background is in architecture and design, and one of the things that really interested me was that when you look at burglary and the way that burglars basically take apart buildings or look at buildings from a different point of view, looking for ways to get in that don't use the front door, or ways to get from one room to the other that don't involve, going by what the architect planned. There seemed to be a really interesting approach to buildings. And so I wanted to look at how burglars think about architecture, how they think about cities, and really look if there were any lessons in there for architects, for homeowners, or for law enforcement to follow up on.
So if I talk to your mom and dad, they'd say, oh, yeah, Jeff, when he was little, he was always breaking into things. I mean, he never came in the door, you know, like normal people, used a key. It was always through a window, maybe a crack somewhere, you know. Is this the way you're wired to kind of look at things like this? Or, you know, or this is just all part of your, you know, your erector set kind of mind, you know, perspective. I always find it interesting as to, you know, what motivates us and how we're wired to look at things. So it's quite interesting that, you know, you look at it this way.
Yeah,
from somebody who doesn't, of course, you know.
Sure. Well, hopefully my parents would not say that, actually. But, you know, I do think, though, that one of the funny things is that I do think all of us have had an experience of using architecture the way a burglar would. So, for example, maybe to, you know, sneak back into the house when you were a teenager, you know, you went through the back door instead of the front, and you made sure that you didn't step on that step that creaked under the pressure of your foot. Right. You know, we all find ways to kind of make it through architecture without being detected. So that is a part of, I think, everybody, you know, when we just try to sneak through without being seen. But I just think it's really interesting when you take something and you look at it from the point of view of the person that's trying to take advantage of it or abuse it or find vulnerabilities in it. And, you know, there's something really valuable, I think, actually, in figuring out what it is that they are seeing, because then that lets everybody else kind of brush up on security or plug those vulnerabilities or make sure that those blind spots don't exist anymore. So if you know that a burglar is going to climb up that tree outside your house and come in through the second floor window, you know, that's going to remind you to keep that window locked. So I think that's something really valuable about seeing things from the kind of the inside out like that.
Now, you say in your book that you want to thank the FBI special agents, some private security consultants, architects, and some helpful ex-criminals who helped you write this book. So, I mean, you went and researched this out. Not only was it your own ingenuity and thoughtfulness, you went to the experts and said, okay, all right, help me understand this. And so I got to imagine the stories and the things they revealed to you was quite fascinating.
It really was. The research process was great. You know, there were insights, I guess you could say, from both sides of the law that really stuck with me. You know, one of the most exciting parts was meeting a retired FBI agent out in Los Angeles who used to be the head of all bank crime investigation for the entire Southern California region. And, you know, some of the stuff that he walked me through, there was one, you know, kind of a blockbuster. It's a still unsolved heist from the 1980s. Where a crew actually broke into a bank near the Sunset Strip by tunneling into it from below using the city's stormwater infrastructure. So they figured out a way to take advantage of the sewers of Los Angeles and then found a way to tunnel into this bank heist, or excuse me, this bank vault. And then they got away underground as well, but they've never been caught or identified. And that was a pretty great story to tag along and go back through his investigation. There was another individual from the other side of the law who I got to speak with who was he claimed at least to be a retired burglar. You know, the enthusiasm, I guess, in his voice made me question whether or not he really was retired, but he was
retired.
A Canadian who, it's a difficult career to retire from. But he had pointed out some really interesting things, like he had used the fire code of Toronto because it's so specific in what it requires architects to design, that he had figured out from the fire code that he could look at a building from the outside and guess what it might look like inside in terms of the layout, how far doors were from the emergency fire stairs, and all these other details that are built into the fire code. And then if the building was right, he would then break into it. So things like that were really interesting. You know, the idea that there are people out there who can see the city from that point of view, and that something like the fire code, which is built to protect us, you know, it's built in, or excuse me, designed really to make sure we don't die in an inferno, but somebody can come along and use that exact same thing as a kind of a targeting mechanism for burglary. You know, to realize there are people out there who see the city that creatively, but also that darkly, I guess you could say, was pretty eye-opening.
Exactly. Yeah, to be able to witness the vulnerabilities of buildings like this, you know, I think of people that go in New York, you know, all the tourists, what do? They're always looking up, you know. But in and amongst them might be somebody casing a building, you know. They think, well, he's just being a tourist. No, I'm, you know, he's looking at the exterior structure of it and getting a read on the building. That's quite fascinating that they would be able to see it from the outside. And be able to turn it inside out that way. But, you know, leave it to these special minds and people that have learned this. I mean, because I imagine, you know, these burglars, you know, is this a generational thing? I mean, you know, the training of it and how, you know, these things are passed down. Did you discover any of that?
It's funny, yeah. There's a, you know, an example actually that goes back to the casing buildings when they just look like tourists. There's another guy who I write about in the book who was actually from Florida and would actually go make it, he made it look like he was just sunbathing out on the beach, but he was actually casing all the buildings, the high rises and the apartments, just behind him. So, you know, even somebody out there lying on a beach towel might actually be, you know, casing a nearby building to see, you know, who's home, how to get from one balcony to the other. But I think that what was interesting even about that guy was that he was pretty old. You know, he did his time in prison. I believe he would actually be in his early 80s now. And there is a generational aspect of burglary. You know, as a crime, it's pretty much disappearing. You know, here in New York City where I live, it's actually down more than 80% since the 1990s. And so as a crime, it's plummeting. You know, it doesn't happen very often anymore. That doesn't mean it never happens, obviously, but I think what's really happening is that a younger group of criminals are realizing that the return on investment just isn't what it used to be. And so homeowners are wising up. You know, there's better security. People aren't keeping valuables out. They know where to store things so they think don't get stolen. But then also cybercrime and skimming.
Exactly. I was going to say,
and
ransomware is on the rise big time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No, so, you know, why take the trouble of, you know, cutting through the outside wall of a store and slipping in the middle of the night when you can get busted for burglary, when you can just hack into somebody's bank account? So there is a generational aspect. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that too makes the crime pretty interesting to talk to some of the old timers, but even some of the younger burglars who, you know, are trying to figure out a different approach to what they do.
Well, they've gotten a lot smarter, no doubt, and they don't want to go to jail. So let's try and mitigate the jail thing. We still want to steal. Yeah. We want to take what doesn't belong to us, but, you know, we just don't want to go in jail and pay the price for it. What about protecting our office or our home from home invasions? What do you recommend?
Well, there's a bunch of really basic things that actually do have a pretty surprising success rate. So, you know, it's, people joke about this, but, you know, you shouldn't overlook putting up the most basic burglar alarm signs, even if you don't have one. You know, what you're really trying to do is make a burglar pause just long enough that they choose not to hit your office or not to hit your home. You know, that can just be literally just a couple seconds of doubt. They see something that looks like a movement sensor inside. They see what appears maybe to be a evidence of you owning a dog. They might even see a dog, but that is enough to make them just walk on. You know, they're going to go to the next house. They're going to go to another neighborhood. There are other things you can do. You know, there's even things like these video doorbells that are taking off now where you can see standing on your front porch. You know, you definitely, those kinds of things are really useful. You can actually talk to people, make them think that you're home. And then there's tons of little devices like timers on lights or even timers on TV sets and that kind of thing that make it appear that somebody might be up, you know, watching TV at 11 o'clock at night when you're actually out on a vacation somewhere. You know, it's interesting. Actually,
Jeff, we got about 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
Well, at the extreme of this, there was a person I profiled in the book who was one of the pioneers of panic room design. And so that's the outer limits of this kind of thing where you actually fortify the inside of your house. So that even if somebody does get in, you've got a place to hide that no one else can enter.
Well, Jeff Mano, author of the New York Times bestselling book, A Burglar's Guide to the City. Quite interesting. Architecture, freeway systems. Even, you know, there's even signs that, unbeknownst to you, that, you know, you put out there that say, hey, still here. You need to think about that. Jeff, thank you so much.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. We use self.